Birmingham, and you were telling me about it later, you might say, I saw so-and-so
in Birmingham.
Okay, what if it were in Miami, Florida? You'd say, I saw so-and-so
in Miami.
Okay. Do you ever say things like, up in Birmingham, I saw so-and-so up in Birmingham?
Yes, sir. Or down in Miami. Mm-hmm.
In Birmingham.
Up in Birmingham.
What about, I'm trying to think. let's see. Maybe in, somewhere in Mississippi.
Trying to say something west of us?
Yeah. What would you say, place west of us? Maybe in Pascagoula. Would you ever say over in Pascagoula?
Yeah, I might say, I'd probably say down.
Down? What do you mean, from Troy or from?
From Troy.
Yeah.
Everything's up from Gushville.
That's true. That is definitely true. What about, say, if there's a party going on and they start getting a little out of hand, somebody calls the cops, come over and didn't arrest just one person, but they arrested the...
Group.
The what?
Whole group.
Okay. And if you're having a fraternity party and you got you hired a band, you'd say that you're having a
band party.
Or when you get out, you know, and move around on the floor with your girl,
dance.
You're having a
dance.
Yeah. What about names for different kinds of dances that come to mind?
You mean different types of dances? Boston. Oh, all kinds of disco ones.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if children get out of school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you say that at 3 o'clock school
is out.
Mm-hmm. What about if it's the summer when school's not in session? Toward the end of the summer, somebody might ask, well, when does school
start?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about a boy who left home supposedly to go to school but never got there on purpose, you'd say he did what?
Skipped. Played hockey.
What about if you're in college? You didn't go to class?
Cut class.
Okay. And you're in school to get
an education.
Why do you laugh? what about after you go to high school, some people go on to
college?
Yeah. And after play school, a child goes into the
elementary school.
And he goes, starts off with
first grade.
Yeah. In a classroom, each student sits at his own
desk.
A room full of, you say it has 30
desks.
Okay. A few buildings around town. If you were going to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
Mm-hmm. If you were going to mail a package, you'd go to the
post office.
Yeah. If you were going to stay overnight in a town,
stay in a motel.
Or.
Hotel.
Okay. What about if you wanted to see a movie or a play, you'd go to the
theater.
Alright. If you got very sick, you might have to go into the
hospital.
And the woman who would look after you there is
nurse.
The
nurse.
Okay. If you wanted to catch a train.
Train station.
Anything else?
Depot.
Alright. Or the rail.
Railway station.
Okay. What about, I don't know if it's like this in Gulf Shores, but I think it's like this in Bay Minette. A lot of little towns in the south where you have the courthouse right in the middle.
Yes.
And the businesses around it. What do you call that area?
County Square.
What?
Courtyard.
Okay, I just didn't hear the first one.
I was thinking of County Square.
Have you ever heard it called Court Square or Courthouse Square? Or?
Courthouse Square.
Mm-hmm. Do you have that in Gulf Shores?
No, see, by the same
right.
County.
No.
The county seat.
Sure. What about this expression?